Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to have a wonderful program. So let's start off with some healing. So today is our Wednesday program on BBS Radio, and this is, I think, the 30th, I believe, today. Yep, last day of the month. And next month, remember, we have our 8-hour conference call starting again on the 18th. So if you're interested in having some of those critters released from you, that's when it'll be happening. So let's do an emotional healing here. And we have the lines open today for call-ins if you wish to call in with questions, maybe even some answers. Who knows? So here we go. Emotional clearing. So we'll do, just think of something that happened maybe from the weekend to now that maybe upset you. Remember, we all have stuff that happens to us living on this planet. We always deal with stuff. So think of something. Here we go. So I'm going to release that from you. I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's do another clearing here. Let's do a trauma body. So again, think of some stuff that maybe happened to you weekend to now. Release one of those from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do a pain body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, just some more pain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do a mental body. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do a feeling body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, let's do a mind-to-heart drop. This is when we take your awakening thoughts that's inside of your head and drop it into your heart center. So, here we go. And just kind of sit back and relax. And here we go. Dropping down. Think of an elevator, 10 to 1. So, dropping, so 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, it should feel like you're in your heart center. And it feels like a few of you may not be. So I'll do it a couple more times here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So you should feel like you're in your heart center. Naturally, when you're there, like I say, you're out of judgment. So that's how you know that you're there. You will not be able to have a positive or a negative thought. So remember, duality is only brought to us by the dark side. And remember, the dark side gave us duality. Light never created duality because everything is in divine perfection. There's no mirror image, we'll say, in the light. like the teachings are taught us down here, that we have to experience a positive thing and then we get a negative, or vice versa, to actually understand how we are progressing here. Remember, there's nothing like that happening in the light. So we'll see if our co-host is on now. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I am, and hello and welcome, everyone. I see we have quite a few people here on the fast chat, and hi to all. And please go ahead if you have any questions or requests for Ron. We'd love to hear about them. And if you'd like to call in, that would be fun, too. So let me give the call-in number. It is area code 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And I believe that's a toll-free one in the U.S. and Canada. And anyway, we'd love to have you on if you have a question or something you'd like to share, or perhaps you'd like to ask about a healing or have a healing sample from Ron. That would be great. So we'll look forward to your call. And let's see, we have someone on the fast chat saying that they tried to contact Ron on the phone but couldn't reach him. I think Ron's been traveling, so maybe send an email.
Yeah, that would be best, yeah. An email would be best, yeah.
And what email address would you like them to send it to you?
CreationLightShift@yahoo.com.
Okay. So there you go. And let's see, anything new that you would like to talk about tonight, Ron?
Just coming back from New York, remember a lot of people in New York there. Now we're in California, but a lot of things happen. We see a lot of things in New York happening just because of the proximity there to stuff that's happening over there. I can't get too much into depth on that, but if you're in New York, you know what I'm talking about, or on the East Coast. So basically, we did some clearings there on a few people, and this is about having a program that's interfaced, imprinted in you from the aliens, from another dimensional consciousness. And when it comes into you, your body responds and acts like a robot. So we'll do a sample clearing here. I want to be putting this on the website here to get this off of us at some point. There'll be a whole lifetime clearing, and I'll have to have the unlimited on it also because, you know, they can still come in. But just briefly what happens is one person that I worked with, well, he had a camera in his eye, and I have dealt with a lot of people who have that. Their eyes look different, and when I release the cameras and maybe the listening devices out of their ear, then they change and they feel much better. So the way you can tell is that the eyes look different. And so, this person that I worked with, you could actually almost see the lenses moving back and forth like an auto zoom, okay? But aside from that, remember this is in New York, but it could be elsewhere too. I don't stay long enough in L.A. to see that when I go there, but New York being there for so long, we see a lot of clones walking the streets, et cetera. Remember, anybody who has perfect-looking eyes that look the same and with a perfect body build, more than likely they are a clone body, okay, which means they're from the underground. They got brought up here, and they're sightseeing, okay? Their human self, if there is one, is living underground. So I'll just leave it to that there. So this is a program that I believe from this one person came from the fifth dimensional reality, whatever that would mean to us. And it kind of surrounds us, goes around our body, and attaches to us. And this makes your body kind of robotic. So if you've noticed in the past, now that I'm bringing this up, you have maybe stiff movements sometimes, maybe you have automatic actions, reflexes, maybe things come very easily to you doing a certain body movement. So this one person that I worked with him, he said that as he looked on it, as these were being released from him, he said that these programs, all you have to do is do one thing one time, and it gets stored in the program, the master program. Let's say you want to move your right foot in front of your left, okay? Once you do that one time, it's a program, and your body will know exactly how to do that the next time. And whatever you do, it's recorded, so every step, every body action that you do is going to be the same as the original one, unless you change that, okay? And there could be many other things to this, but that's basically the gist of it. So we're going to take one of these programs off of all of you here. Now, this only works in the now right now, so I can't say it'll take them all off because it probably won't. But the one that's being run in you right now, we're going to take that program off of you. Now, you could have had this for years, but we'll just say it just started with you today, just to keep things very simple. And like I have said in the past, since we do have a lot of the people listening to this that could be aliens and or just people listening like yourself, maybe, with the shapeshifters and entities in you, all the aliens that need to have a healing will also have one with you. So it's very interesting. I have seen a lot of that stuff happening where people feel that something is inside of them watching their clearings, as they have clearings on the website. So you're helping humanity, and you're also helping these alien races. And like I say, no species or anything else wants to be controlled. So the darkness, their whole reality is control, domination, you know, and to disempower anyone. So who knows, you know, as they say, as above, so below. So even if it's an alien race that may be doing harm to us here on this planet, there's probably an alien race out there that's controlling them, and they don't like that. And so this website is a way they can have their own healings too. So whenever you go on the site Darkness to Light Healing, you're going to be helping out the aliens, and eventually maybe they'll all come into the light, and this planet will change on a dime. So this is kind of what I'm perceiving. But there are a lot of things working that we know nothing about. So just by going on the website, doing your clearings, or doing, if you do unlimited clearings, not only happening and helping you, it's helping everyone else. So here we go. Let's do this clearing here. So this is the program that's, we'll say, embedded in a sense into you. And we're going to work with your legs. So your legs and your feet. And you may feel this program get released. And you may actually have possibly a hard time walking. This one person that I released from this here, they had to consciously think how to walk. You know, once they walked a ways, their body got used to it, maybe after 20 steps. But the first couple steps were a little difficult because they were used to running a program on how to walk by this robotic energy, okay? So here we go. I'm going to count to 10 as we get it released here. And then I want everybody to get up and walk. And by so, I mean, you know, take about 20 steps. You know, don't just do a couple of them and think it's okay. But, you know, check out your body. Maybe your legs might work differently. Maybe you might wonder, gee, I'm actually walking. Because before, you're being run by a program. Remember, all the movies that we have out now, there's always the robotic people with the skin over them with the machine underneath. So this is maybe where they're trying to take the human race, or at least control them the same way. So this is going to be a clearing for you, just for your legs. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as the light ship releases that. I'd like you first to bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. If you're new to the program, this sounds kind of far out. Well, this is what we get into. This show is not mainstream by any means. It's on the cutting edge to help you out with the alien interference here. So here we go. Bring up the light beam. I'm going to energize her. It'll be a female coming through about an inch down on your scroll bar or so. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's take off this energy again. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, that's about 30% off of you. I got to do it some more here. So here we go. Stronger, stronger. You might feel your legs tingling. Stronger, 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 stronger. Okay, we're about half done. Now I'm just going to count here. I'm going to count to 50. It should be off you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's feeling pretty good. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. 21. Do you feel the time changing around you, everybody? You might feel the thing shifting. You might feel yourself kind of like going in and out of time because this program is not in our dimension and we're in alien time. We're bringing you back to this time. Remember, you're in alien time on these programs. So I think we're on 20, I believe. So 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. I just got a glimpse of a time shift here. So 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, and 50. Okay, a little bit more to do. We're at 80% off you. So, wow, here we go. Remember, you're being taken offline on this program. Remember, they run programs in us, and this one here is not necessarily attached to us. It's kind of like a silhouette around us. You could call it a hologram that connects to our body, and a hologram tells our body how to respond. And you might wonder somehow in your life maybe why you did some strange thing. Maybe you're walking and all of a sudden you tripped yourself. You go, wow, how could I do that, you know? Or maybe sometimes your body jerked. Some people have talked about, having their hand twitch and hitting themselves with a fist, not knowing what's going on. You know, just weird things happen. So here we go. I got to count some more. So I'll count to 20. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. It's feeling good. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Okay. Boy, a little more. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30. Wow, a lot of energy. Okay, I'd like everybody to get up and walk. Yeah, do 20 steps, you know. Walk for a half a minute or so, maybe even a minute. And just see how your legs feel. Notice how your feet are touching the ground. Maybe check out the joints as you're moving your ankles and your knees and your hips. And you might feel completely different. If you feel like the one gentleman did, wow, I'm walking for the first time in my life, how do I do this? It's because they were running a program on you on how to walk. So this is going to be very interesting. I'd like to maybe have some call-ins if you could. It'd be wonderful. Or we'll get some fast chat information too. So, wow, a lot of energy here, a lot of buzzing here that I'm feeling. So I guess back to you, Sylvia, if you're back from walking.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You know, it almost feels as though there's all this circuitry that's been put in place so that it keeps you from being in the now, in the moment, because you're just kind of running these circuits are going along from this program, and those circuits are, you know, for walking, for eating, for this, for that. And then you can just be controlled by that programming. And so you aren't actually consciously taking a step or, you know, doing what you're doing. You're just kind of on autopilot. And then you know, you're just completely out of the moment as far as the majority of your consciousness goes. Does that seem right to you, Ron?
Yeah, because you're actually being here for the first time.
Yeah.
With your senses. Remember, your body, you know, is here. You don't know what's controlling it. And what I'll probably do online is I'm trying to create, as I'm talking right now, what to have on there. I'll probably do the legs, maybe left leg, right leg, so you can actually feel the energies. Because I do have people out there who really want to know what's going on. That's probably, I would say, about 80% of the people who have the clearings. Some people just don't care. They want it off them. But some people really want to understand how they're being controlled. So I'll probably do it that way, left leg, right leg, maybe work up, maybe have feet there first. I don't know. Go up to the pelvis area, you know, your hips, and work up the body. So I'm still kind of thinking of that. If anybody would like to email me at creationlightship@yahoo, and you think of a way that I could put this on the website for a clearing on what they think would be good, that'd be great. You know, I'm just trying to formulate this right now. So any help out there will be good. I don't know if I could. I might even do something possibly. I'm thinking about having it called maybe the robotic machinery body clearing, possibly.
Yeah, that's a good word. That really feels like what it is.
Yeah, because it's making us into a machine.
Very mechanical, yeah. And, yep. You know, I've seen people actually run from time to time, not all the time, but, you know, I've been walking down the street or, you know, dealing with somebody maybe in a work situation where it's really like there's nobody really home. They just are doing what they're programmed to do.
Yep. So we don't always know. Yeah, that's probably how the programs are run. There might be other things besides this, maybe piggybacked on it, but this is kind of what I'm sensing is what's happening here is, you know, we're being controlled how to make actions. Like I mentioned a long time ago, when I was in New York, maybe a year ago, and I went into a store and wanted to buy something at a hardware store, I found out what aisle to go into, and there's a gentleman there, and I asked for where this particular part was that I needed, and he showed me, very nice gentleman. The people in New York normally help you out tremendously, so if you've never been in New York, they're always very, very helpful. So he showed me where this part was, and I got it, and then he said to me, something like, have a nice day, and, you know, drive safely. So I wasn't driving, but that's what he said. Well, after I got the part that I needed something else on the same aisle. I think I wanted to buy the same thing twice. I went back there and got it and saw him, and he, out of his mouth, with the exact same phrase, same tone of his voice. It was as if, you know, I walked up to the aisle and I pushed a button, and it came out that way. You know, like a machine. So if this relates to you and maybe some of your coworkers, you know, typically, you know, we don't have this problem, but everybody else does, you know. So, but if you see your coworkers respond in a certain way, they're probably controlled by this energy. So like I said, if you can help me out, everybody, by sending me an email, that way I can get it up online much quicker. Of maybe body systems. I might want to do something maybe with the muscles also. I don't know. I might even want to do something with the immune system in there. But it will be a whole lifetime clearing. And maybe bones or something. I don't know. You guys can be creative. And I'll put it up. It'll be a whole lifetime clearing with the unlimited, feature added to it. Because you're going to want to probably get unlimited on it to get out these programs. Remember, these programs that are with you probably came in, you know, at your conception time before you actually got born here. So You want to get all these things off of you because they all fall into place and they're living with you. And I'll probably also do it for the alien timeline, like I mentioned, and our timeline. So it will not be a real quick clearing. I'm perceiving, it could take you maybe 6 hours to do or something. But it's a way to gain back the light that you need within yourself. And this is what we do, is get you more into the body with your spirit. And this way you can have a better life. This is what all these clearings are for. This one here just happened to come forward at this time. I've talked about this probably for years, about people being kind of robotic in their actions, but now that it's come forward and I can see some clearing, you may understand what's happening. So let's do another clearing for everybody. And let's do a clearing here. This is the robotic, machinery clearing, we'll call it. And let's do a clearing now for people's heads. So here we go. This will be neck and heads. And this is just a program that you're running this moment. And you could have more than one, but this is one of them, okay? So here we go. Remember, the aliens out there have different technologies, and they steal technologies from other alien races, so they compete for you greatly and also steal other types of modalities to incorporate for themselves. So it's just quite interesting. So here we go. We'll do neck first. I'll count to 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 2, and 10. Okay, let me check that. Nope, one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Sylvia. I'll just see how you're feeling with your neck.
Oh, great. Really interesting. And lots of comments on the fast chat. I'll read some of them for people that are only listening. Chris says, I feel like heavy braces were just taken off. That was when you were taking off the stuff on the legs. Marie R., I felt tingling up to my knees before Ron even started the counting. And let's see. Everett says, that's about a suggestion for the clearing online, that a bone clearing might be good. Heel says, different pressure on the ground. The angle is different when they're walking. And feels like the center of gravity has changed. And Marie R. says, wow, walking feels fantastic. So that's great. Yeah, my only suggestion on the online would be, if you're going to do like the feet, do both feet at once.
it might be really weird
when you try to walk. Two different bodies.
Yeah, we'll probably do the legs, feet, and go up to the legs and have people walk after that or something.
Yeah.
But, we'll see. And then we'll have spirit infusion at the end of it also. So let's do the neck feels pretty good. Let's do the head now. So here we go. Get the robotic program off of your head. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that's off your head. So we'll see what comments we get on the fast chat. Now let's do the eyes, okay? Then we'll do the ears.
Also, Ron, I think we have a caller on with us, too, if you want to check that.
Okay, caller. Who's out there?
Hey there. This is Victoria Ann.
Hi. How are you?
Great. I don't mind holding if you want to do those healings.
Let me do these two here. We'll be back with you probably in a few minutes then, okay? So here we go.
No problem.
Let's do the eyes. So 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do our ears. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so why don't you come on, Victoria Ann?
Hi there. I was just, wow, this is so incredible. While you were doing the neck and head and eyes and the upper part and everything, the neck, I went uptone. I went up and into glee and happiness. I mean, I was okay. I was mellow before, but now I'm really happy. And it's like an instant, instantly I was happier. And I haven't felt this happiness for, you know, it comes and goes, but you know when you're happy, right? When you feel that something that you have been feeling for a while. And my original reason for calling was when you were talking about the robotic issues. I noticed it in models when I was young. I modeled a little bit, and I noticed it on the models today. I don't get a chance to watch them as much, but they get into more of a robotic. Maybe it's just part of the program, earthly program, but I see some of what you're talking about in them too. And the military, you know how military my brothers were in the military, and they march and they come home and they act differently than when they left from home. And I noticed robots in the 70s, late 70s, or mid 70s, I started noticing what you're talking about, just people who were more comfortable in their skin as opposed to people who were just walking like soldiers or walking. I didn't have a reference for them at that time. So this is all making sense. And after you did the healing on the feet, I felt I had flippers on, you know, like scuba diving flippers. It felt real comfortable and tight in a good way. And I could feel the bottom of my feet and there was no pain. In the 80s, I broke both my feet walking my dogs and, ankles. And so, you know, I've worked with that and basically they're really good now. But at the same time, that whatever was there is no longer there. So, anyway, I could go on, but I'm going to hush now, so thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome, yeah. And if anybody out there, as you're helping me out to design this page, let's maybe add some of the movies. If you can think of some movies that were out and approximately the date of when they came out that deal with machine robot people. So people who get on here, who maybe read about this clearing, will kind of get a clue because it's going to be pretty far out for most people. So if you say, oh, yeah, this movie was out in, 1985 and it showed robots in it, you know, like RoboCop, you know, that was, I think, about middle 80s. Maybe something before that. But just you may all have a favorite movie that maybe showed somebody with skin on the outside that looked human with, robotics stuff inside of them. That would maybe also get people's attention and kind of get some validation of what we're doing. So that'd be helpful, mm-hmm. too. So I hope I get a lot of emails on this here so we can have a wonderful clearing. What I'm going to also have on there, to make it even more complicated for all of you, unfortunately, you know, but I'm going to have
Thank
10
God.
Aliens. Okay, so what you're going to be able to do is to do one time through with one alien race. Doesn't matter what the race is. It'll just be labeled number one. And then we'll do number two alien race. I'll go up to number 10 on a drop-down box. Remember, they copy the programs. They steal the programs from each other, you know. And, you know, they could be, you could have more than one of these on you. So it will be probably a long clearing for everybody. It should feel great. So,
you know, Ron?
Yes.
May I say one more thing that I just say earlier? And Sylvia was talking about being in the moment, and there is a clue to that, more than a clue, but I can identify with that. I know that if I had not been at this website and learning how to be in my heart center and be in the moment, that I would have a lot more, this healings would have taken longer. What I'm saying is that I think those who have had more, this is just a, hopefully this thought is coming from my heart because that's where I intend it to be, that the more clearings and healings you have, we may not have as much on the roboticism, on this new spiritual technology, as we would otherwise. You see what I mean?
Yes,
So that was my point.
Yeah, we can all thank New York for this here, because that's where we see these things. So let's do another clearing here on the same lines here. So we did our eyes and our ears. Let's do our throat. Okay, this is for speaking.
Yes.
So this might be interesting. So here we go, throat. So I got to count to 30 again. So 1, 2, you might want to clear your throat. 3. 4, maybe your voices will change. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30. Well, so I'm going to have some water to drink here. My throat does feel a little different. I don't know how to say it feels, but I can just say it feels different here. So give me, I'll have some water. You want to come back online, Sylvia? Or even Victoria Ann, if you're still there?
We'll talk while you're getting water. And that's really great. The throat is, I'm sure, an area that's really big for control.
Perhaps our singing voices will change, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's pretty amazing when you think about, you know, a lot of people have a hard time understanding what their purpose is, what they're, you know, here to do, what they want to do with their life. And you start to realize how little of them is actually here. It's no wonder that you can't, it's having a hard time figuring it all out, because if the majority of what's here is programs and things like this and all those other energies that are inside of us and the mind control influences and all that, it's a lot to steer you in a different direction than your own spirit energy.
Yeah, I'm just,
we have much more compassion because when you think about it, it's a wonder we're still here, you know?
Yeah, our body is very strong. What I'm going to do also, which you'll probably put online, I get a lot of women who come to me, not so many men, but women, they have a sexual addiction, and I get this quite a bit. They don't know how and why, but, you know, they have to go out a lot, okay? So let's do that type of clearing right now for sexual addiction, if you want to use that term. I don't know what else to call it, but here we go, okay? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This will be for men also. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30. Have to go to 50. So 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, and 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, and 50. Okay, that doesn't feel completed. I got to do this over again. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, and 50. Okay. We might even have to do a part on this clearing for maybe robotic, maybe addictions. That would be quite interesting, too. So anyway, I need your help, people. Maybe just, you know, send me an email and just put down maybe robotic clearing or something in the title line there for the subject. So I hate to put you two women on the spot, but I don't know.
It's okay.
Anyway, I guess I won't put you on the spot. Is there any men out there who want to call me? I was going to ask how you're
Ron?
Feeling, but that's not too appropriate here.
Ron?
Yes.
On the program before this program, on the radio show, I turned on a little early and I heard a little bit of it. The astrology pushes the soulmate and sexuality, so that might be something to look at. The astrology is really pushing it strongly so that men who have, they brought this up actually on, and it's on the archives. I just heard the last bit before you came on, and I wasn't intending to listen to that, but mentioned that some of the astrologers are putting signs up, and the signs are for men who are sexually, you know, inclined more so than others. I'm wording this differently to be discreet.
Yes.
Actually, show signs of vaginas. They have a sign of a vagina on their chart. Now, this is being promoted by astrology as well, and I had never heard of this before. I was stunned.
Wow.
And you can hear it on the program before yours. I'm not sure. I just heard this lady saying this, and that she was dating, and the guy she was dating had this in his chart, plus he was promiscuous, or he had signs of too much of that, you know, like nomad, you know, that kind of thing.
Very interesting. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
I never thought I'd be telling anyone out loud this, because I thought, that's something I don't want to ever say, or even, you know, it's not something I want, but being that it's applicable for what
yeah.
we're talking about.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I'm just, just hearing all the commercials about Viagra and stuff, you know, and they use the word male enhancement, you know. So
right.
I wonder if they're really doing something robotically with that, but I'll leave it at that. It's just kind of, you know, anyway, very interesting. So,
well,
you know.
With 600 billion people on the planet, that isn't enough for them? I mean, they're, you know, that's how they keep, you see what I'm saying? More sex, more reproduction for obviously the wrong reasons, but.
It's very interesting. I'm also kind of looking at the aspect. I'll do a clearing here for the program. Boy, this gets really deep quickly. A lot of women come to me, and they know they've been abducted, and they have children on planets somewhere else or spaceships, etc. And they know that they have their eggs taken, you know, quite frequently. So let's see if there's a program that I can release you people out of, at least right now, so you can just kind of sense to see how that feels here. So here we go. This is for, I guess I'll just say sperm and eggs. You'd have to probably put this in yourself on the write-in box, so they probably won't put it on this clearing. So just kind of remember that, you know, maybe take notes or something. So here we go. Sperm and egg.
Okay.
Robotic slash machine okay. Program removal. Here we go. So, one, releasing that. Two, and bring the light beam up here. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30. 31, 32, 33, 34, 35. That's the energy is starting to build right now. 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, and 40. 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, and 50. 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, and 60. Still going on this one. 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80. Wow, 81, 82. This is a big program. 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100. So even if you're not sexually active, they can still do stuff, okay? So I'm not going to ask for comments on this one unless you want to, mention something. So thank
Ron?
You, Victoria Ann. I don't want to put you on the spot. So.
That's okay, Ron. I got two things while you were saying that, and I'm hoping I'm coming from my heart on this. Not only are you is a possibility. I'm going to say that you're clearing not only women who have had their eggs taken, but you're also clearing the children who are back here involved in this robotism.
Yes. Yep. That's correct.
That's why. I mean, I don't know if I am or not, but either way, I think they play with us either way. So you basically possibly were clearing that for me. I felt a little bit of both, to be honest with you.
Yeah, So I can see this page is going to be quite long, that's what it's going to take to help everybody out, So. Wow, I thought the alien attack page was big, and this one here might be kind of similar, I think.
Ron, we had a request if you are interested in taking that, which I'm trying to get back to on the fast chat. It was if we could try something from the spine. That was a request from Cool.
Okay, sure, that'd be fine. So here we go, and our show's coming to an end pretty quick here. Boy, this is a fast show. So here we go, spine energies. And I can't really put physical illnesses on there that people may have or anything, but, I'll have a box for that for you to enter stuff in there. So here we go, spine I can put in on the website. So here we go. One, bring up the light beam again. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, and 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, and 50. Okay, we're only dealing with one alien race here, okay? So just see how you feel. I'm going to do alien race number 2 that would have a similar program on you. And this is for your spine, okay? So I'm going to go up to 30 on this one here. So kind of take note right now on how your body is feeling. Remember, this is body stuff, okay, not mind. So this is alien race number 2. Like I said, we're going to probably have maybe 10 alien races. I think I'm going to increase that to 20. So here we go. Alien race number 2 on your spine energy for robotics. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30. Okay, just see how you're feeling. If that changed it all for you, let's do alien race number 3 for the spine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. And one more, alien race number 4. Remember, they're in their own time-based realities here, controlling us. So number 4 for the spine energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. So if you felt a change with each one of these 4, what I would suggest when we get it up on the website is to, you know, if you have a physical condition, then maybe do all 20 of these. I think 20 might be enough. Maybe I want to put 50 of them up for some people who want to go through it. So if you have a physical problem, this might help you out immensely. Okay, so that's kind of up to you. So we'll make it available. And again, like I said, if there's any alien races listening here through people or looking at the website, this may help you out too. Remember, once they get into the light, we'll have more help here. And it'd be nice to get all these aliens that are giving us problems here, mind control transmissions, get them to come under the light. Like I said, this planet would turn around on a dime, and the light would have more territory too. And we'd probably be in peace and love instantly. So back to you, Sylvia. Let's say we've got maybe 1 or 2 minutes left here.
Okay, are you still on, Victoria Ann?
Yes, thank you. I was quiet. It was so great. God, goodness. This is truly high cutting edge spiritual technology.
Yep, it's not your everyday clearing, let's just say that. So thank you so much for calling in. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And,
thank you.
And so we have our 8-hour program coming up, alien parasites being removed in the quarantine room. The 8-hour calls start the 18th and be for 3 consecutive Sundays. And we have our Saturday 4-hour call. This is next month. Back to you, Sylvia. I don't know what else to add here.
Well, we've just got a couple minutes, and I was hoping you could answer a question on the fast chat.
Sure.
And trying to get back to it. But someone was asking about what kind of clearings that you might have that would deal with family abuse.
Boy. I don't know. We have the parental mother-father clearing for control of you on there. I think it's called mother-father imprinting, I think, and also for siblings. So that necessarily is not for abuse, but it's recordings to you. I'm not sure. If you haven't had your emotional clearing yet, then by all means, you have to have that one first. So get that off of you. You know, do the whole lifetime emotional clearings. And I've had some people, again, talking with me back in New York, and they think that by having a couple sample clearings because they got a few of their problems released from them, they think they had their whole lifetime done. And I only do a sample for a short time, which may be only, maybe 1 or 2 issues or something. So if you haven't had a whole lifetime done emotional clearing, man, you got tons of stuff still left. So, you know, definitely do that. That's probably the most important clearing you can do in your lifetime. If you're older, meaning, say, over 20 to 30, then get your alien death barcode off of you so you can have a much better life. But the emotional clearing is a must. That's number one, the number one clearing that you should have. Unless you're older and you have physical problems, you know, maybe you're, say, 60 or 70 listening and you have some type of problem that could cause a shortened life for you, then do the alien barcode removal first. And then after that, you get the free emotional stress barcode. But if you're younger and you feel like you're in good health or something, then by all means, you have to do that emotional clearing. It's so, so very important. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, our time is up. I just want to mention one more event. You may have mentioned it already, but that is the Ascension Preparation conference call that you do once a month, which is amazing, and it's 4 hours in length. It's, I believe, $60 unless you sign up for the 3 8-hour Sunday intensives, and then it's part of that package. But it is a wonderful, wonderful 4 hours. It helps to have physical healing, also preparing for ascension physically, so the amber blood transfusions and all kinds of really wonderful clearings, and also water, divine water activation just for you to assist in that whole process. And so you have a week's worth of water supplied to you by the light beings. So it's very good. Contact Ron about that. I think that's going to be the 16th of July, if I'm not mistaken.
17th.
And is the 17th the Saturday?
Yeah, it's a Saturday, yeah.
Okay, great, thank you. And there's all kinds of new things I guess we'll talk about on Friday, the shadow body clearing, and lots of free clearings online, so we'll take this up again on Friday.
Okay, so we covered a lot today. You might want to listen to the archive over again on BBS here and just kind of get your feet wet on what this is going to do, but please, everybody, send me in the subject thing line, robot clearing. And if you have any ideas, it would be wonderful. So that'll help us get it up quickly here. And the one clearing was, I think, a parent sibling clearing test page is going to be coming up here. So it may be for abuse, I think. But anyway, we're working a lot on new clearings here. We should have the shadow body clearing up, I'm hoping, within maybe a week to week and a half here. So, blessings to all of you. Wonderful program tonight. Remember, we don't know what's happening until it comes out. This is a live program, so we'll see you all later. So, blessings, everybody.
Okay, good night. Blessings.
Okay, bye.